When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get on the Google Play Store as well as for all Apple products, your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod. You can also find us on iTunes, everything with an I in front of it pretty much. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the name of the show is the name of the free podcast. So however you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you haven't listened on one of the ways I just gave you, make sure you try them out. Let me know what you think. I'm very happy today and blessed to have on the show 2016 incoming college football recruit who has verbally committed to the Syracuse Orange, became their seventh verbal commitment, and that is Noel Brouse. And I'm very happy to have him out of the show on the show right now. And he is coming from Allentown, Pennsylvania, from Parkland Senior High School as an offensive lineman, plays on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. But offensive lineman is what he's coming in as at this point for the incoming class of 2016 for the Orange. And I'm thankful to have him on the show. Noel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Now, Noel, first and foremost, what got you connected to Syracuse? Bring me through how everything kind of started with Syracuse getting in touch.
Well, this all started off when about a couple of weeks ago, Coach Dowse, the defensive line coach that recruits in Pennsylvania, in our area, the Allentown area, he came to our high school, and after that first day, at the end of the day, he said, I'm impressed with you, and he said, you'll definitely be back. And from there, I was pretty excited. And I think a week later, Coach Dowse came again, and he saw me live at practice, and from there, it took off, and then we've been in contact. And then Coach Adam has also been in contact with me, and he got to talk to me a little bit. And then from there, they evaluated me from there. And then a week later, Coach Dowse gave me the news that I'd been offered. And at that point, I was excited and thrilled. So that's where it all started out. But
when you look at the fact that Tim Dowse is the defensive line coach and Joe Adams the offensive line coach, is it strange for you? I mean, was there any kind of playful back and forth between the two of them talking with you, knowing that Dowse is obviously looking at the D-line and Joe Adams looking at the O-line, and you play both?
Yeah, definitely. You can tell right away they're just Coach Dowse joking around a little bit. He plays defensive line, too. It was definitely good.
Good
experience with both of them going at it a little bit, despite both of them.
What can you say about, and we'll start with Tim Dowse, the personality of Coach Dowse? How would you describe it?
He's awesome. Very honest with me. And that again made me feel very comfortable right away, how these coaches, especially Coach Dowse, again, was very honest and truthful right away with me. He comes from a good background, having a good family, and knowing that he's a good person, and being with good people also. That's how I would describe him as well.
And with Joe Adam, how would you describe him and his personality?
He's an awesome coach. He's very, very relatable, and me and him bonded right away. Just talking to him on the phone, I felt very comfortable with him. And then being there with him two days ago, was also just perfect. Me and him got well along, and he also got along well with my family as well.
So when you had that experience, and like you said, you got to go up to Syracuse just a few days before you verbally committed, what made the decision for you to get up to Syracuse and see the school?
Well, I just felt the desire to visit as many schools as possible. And they were giving me a warming feeling, and I just wanted to get up there as soon as possible. And I had the date kind of scheduled briefly, and I told the coaches that I was coming up on the date, and I fell through, and I went with the plan. And it was a great experience, and I was very thankful for that. I did come up.
When you went up to see Syracuse, you said that one of the reasons why you wanted to go up was a warming feeling that Syracuse gave you. Describe that feeling and why you felt that way about Syracuse.
It was just the whole basic, like, go Orange, you know, and they were just always in contact with me, and it felt great just knowing that they want me. That was a huge part of me wanting to get up there as soon as possible. That feeling, it was just great just knowing that they do want me, and they're looking for me to be up there as soon as possible. that was that warming feeling.
So when you go up to Syracuse, take me into your visit. Help me and everybody listening in to be a fly on the wall, so to speak, as to what your trip truly was like, what you got to do while you were at Syracuse.
So it was kind of, it was a different type of visit. I started off the day actually not being part of the football program. I started off with the whole campus tour and the whole academic information session. And from there, I was very impressed, as well as my family, knowing the whole Syracuse academic part of it. So that's how I started off the day, and then I jumped into the whole football program. And that was just right away, that was very thrilling and exciting. So you walk in, and all the coaches are right there, and it's a very warm feeling. They all treat me special. So from there, we did get to tour the whole facilities from the whole main building there. And then from there, we went to see the whole, like, indoor practice facility, which that was amazing. Cool renovations. And then from there, we got to go to the Carrier Dome. Cool experience. Got to go inside on the gym and talk as a, like, some of the coaches were with me as well, as including Coach Adam and Coach Taust as well. And then from there, we got to go to the apartments where the football players do get to stay. And that was very, very impressive. My parents never seen something as good as that before, which is very, very cool to hear. And it just looked great. So that was the whole kind of tour. And then at the end of the day, from there, they took me back, and I got to talk to Coach Adam, Coach Lester, the office coordinator. And I just throughout the day, I got to talk to Coach Schaefer a little bit. Throughout the day, and then at the end of the day, me and my family all got to sit in his office, Schaefer's office, and we talked for like 2 hours. And from there, I just loved his philosophies. And it was just a good person, good feeling thing. That got me like right away, like attached to that.
Going to Scott Schaefer and just what his conversation was like with you, and just what he had to say. I mean, obviously, I've gotten to know him well over the past few years here, but how would you describe Scott Schaefer in your experience?
He was a great, pleasant man. He's down to earth. He always talks about his family, which is also great to hear, knowing the whole family side. And I just love his philosophies on him being like, we want good people, smart people, and obviously healthy people. But like, just knowing that he wants good people and smart people is definitely one thing that really got me like, wow, this is a good program, they're going to get better and better every year.
Did he get to spend some time with your parents?
Yes. My whole family was, well, my mom, my mother, my father, and my younger brother were all in his office all at the same time. When I got to talk to Kurt Schaefer, we were there, as I said before, 2 hours, all in the same room, and it was just a good feeling.
When you got to be there, and like you said, with your family too, with Scott Schaefer, when you leave the room with him, what did your family have to say to you about their impression of Scott?
I didn't say it before, but when we were in the room, towards the end of our discussion with Coach Schaefer, my family, they kind of led me to, they're like, you ready to make a decision? And like, from there, I was kind of like, I just want to sleep on it a little bit. Coach Schaefer, from there, he jumped in and he said, I completely understand. He's like, for me, if you're 99% sure, be 100% sure the next day. And that's why I kind of went to sleep on it. And the next day, I did feel 100% sure.
Now, other schools have obviously reached out to you. Other schools have wanted to give you an opportunity. What was it about Syracuse that made it so fluid, so to speak? You know, so not effortless, but, you know, you went to Syracuse, you visited, you talked with Scott Schaefer, you've obviously had some time talking with Tim Doust and Joe Adam, but you had that quick turnaround of saying, I visited, now I want to go there. What was it about Syracuse that did that for you that other schools didn't give you?
Right. So the whole proximity idea at first really did intrigue my parents with, we can come to your games, compared to other schools where you're not going to get to all the home games. So the whole proximity idea was definitely a bonus for my parents and I. So that was a big key. And then the whole conference itself, the ACC program is a great conference, playing good teams, and I definitely want to be a part of that. And also, the whole special feeling, they all treated me special. which definitely got me a definitely good feeling out of it.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Le Moyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Le Moyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to CamsPizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Le Moyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CamsPizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you got on campus to the moment that you left campus, when did you know inside, and I know you said you slept on it, but was there a moment that you were on Syracuse's campus that you just realized there's nowhere else I want to go?
I would have to say at the end of the day when I saw him to the chaser, from there I was very close to committing right on the spot. But as you said, he really wants the whole 99% sure to be 100% sure. So that's kind of what I slept on, and that's why I felt very comfortable the next day. So,
And when you slept on it, what was going through your head that night?
Just thinking, I didn't want to go, the whole the yesterday idea, I didn't want the whole hype to get to my head and thinking, wow, this is great. I don't want to, feel the hype and then the next day I'm not feeling like it. But that's why I slept on it, obviously. So the next day I just felt so much better with it and feeling like this is a good place to be at.
And when you made the decision and said, okay, you know what, I want to verbally commit to Syracuse, who did you call? Did you call Tim or Joe or Scott? Bring me through how you went about letting them know.
I first let Coach Dallas, my recruiting area coach, I let him know. I messaged him and said, I'm going to reach out to Coach Schaefer. And from there, I did reach out to Coach Schaefer. And from there, he let me talk to Coach Adam right afterward, and it felt great.
What was the conversation like with Scott Schaefer when you committed?
It was kind of like the whole idea. He knew. I had a good feeling that you were going to commit today. So that was kind of the whole thing, and he was excited about me coming.
And then what about Coach Adam? What did he have to say?
He was thrilled as well. He was more like, now I'm in the brotherhood, and that was definitely, it was awesome to hear.
So to kind of get away from the verbal commitment to look at you overall, Noel, what is it about your game? Because I know you play on the offensive line, defensive line, but you're recruited right now for the offensive line. What is it about being an offensive lineman that you feel like you can come to a team and help immediately? What are some of those things that you do well?
Definitely. My athletic ability right away, I feel like I can definitely help them. With my speed and my size, I feel like with my speed and my footwork, I can definitely get, have good blocks out there. And with me playing defensive line as well as offensive line, me being on offensive line, I do know the whole defensive aspect, and I have the defensive mentality to fire out every time, which I feel like I can definitely bring and help to the team, knowing what that defensive man is going to try to do. So those are some of the characteristics that I think I can definitely help with this football team.
What are some of the things that you want to work on, knowing that you have one season left at your high school?
Some big things, I want to get obviously stronger, I want to get faster, I want to be the most, the biggest kid out there that can definitely hit hardest. That's a couple of my goals. No, that's my personal goals as me, myself, to get bigger, stronger, faster. And as a team player, my one huge goal that's above all else is to try to win a state championship and bring home something back to our high school that we haven't had in a ton of years.
When you look at the state championship, what can you say about your team right now, this year? When you look at Parkland Senior High School, how would you define this team? And in defining the team, how prepared do you think you are to go after the state title?
Well, it's obviously a climbing process. You always have, every year we start off, we got to get better. Which we all, right now, I feel like we're getting better every day, and that's definitely a good thing. At this point, we're obviously not ready to win a state championship, but I feel by the time August comes, we're going to get ready, better and better, as I said before. And I have a really, I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to say it humbly that I think we have a shot to win by just working hard, because we're a bunch of motivated men on this football team where we're we want to win. We haven't won in a long time. I don't know, for me, I want to go out with senior year and try to win a state championship and represent Parkland High School well.
When you look at Parkland, run blocking, pass blocking, what can you say about the makeup of the team, the type of offense you have right now? I mean, how often are you blocking for the run or blocking for the pass? Is it 50-50, or do you have a team that's dominant in one area?
Well, I'm just going to keep it a little bit, quiet a little bit. We're just a very explosive team, and we're going to do the unexpected.
When you look at your team and being explosive, like you said, and you're going to do the unexpected and kind of leave that element of surprise, what can you say about, no matter what plays you're running, being a strong run blocker and a strong pass blocker? Do you feel like you have a strength that's higher in one or the other, or do you feel that you've been able to consistently be good at both?
I definitely feel like I'm a good run blocker. I like to try to finish people off. But as this whole upcoming season, I feel like I definitely got better in the pass blocking scheme, where right now I feel so much more better in the last year in pass blocking, as well as run blocking, but especially pass blocking. I feel like it's coming along to me well.
You're a young kid, but you said you've been playing football for 15 years. what got you started playing football, especially at such a young age?
Well, it was one day. It's called North Parkland Football. It's in Orfield, about 10 minutes away from my house. One day, I was like 5 years old, and I was just looking at me and my dad wanted to the practice fields, and we just wanted to watch football. And from there, I was just like tied on right away. And my dad was like, "Do you really want to play this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I want to play it." So it's awesome. I was very thrilled right away. This whole football game seems very interesting to me. From there, I fell in love right away with the game.
Falling in love with the game, did you ever see yourself as being a lineman growing up? I mean, did you have certain positions that you liked? I mean, obviously, when you're little, everybody's like throwing and catching the ball, and that's what you're doing. But when did you kind of get the notion, okay, you know what? Maybe this being on the line thing isn't so bad.
Well, it was not instantaneously, obviously, knowing the whole game. But a couple of years later, I kind of had a clue I was going to be a lineman throughout my life because I was always bigger when I was younger than all the other kids. So that was kind of my whole, I kind of had a clue.
And then going into the different positions, tackle, guard, center, I know that you're playing tackle right now, but
how
comfortable do you feel in all three positions? We'll start with tackle and then go to guard and center, and just, you know, for you to share kind of how you feel about each position as far as your talents and your strengths.
Honestly, I feel like I'm best at tackle since that's where I've been playing most of my life. On the offensive side of the ball, I feel very comfortable being on the outside, on the line. As I said, I played it like the most throughout my life. On the guard side, I'm not as comfortable, obviously, because I haven't played it as much. But I feel like I'm athletic enough to play any position, or it won't really affect me that much. But just the whole experience thing, that's why guard is less. And then, obviously, center is my, like, less experience where I don't feel like I want to be as good because of my lack of experience in there, where I've only played a couple of years. That was my least experience on the line.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn, right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's Dreisig apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
So when you put it all together, right side, left side, do you have a comfort level? Do you feel like, I mean, Syracuse is losing, you know, going into this season, Sean Hickey, who is a left tackle, right tackle, left tackle, right tackle, left tackle, going back and forth numerous times. There's not a lot of guys that can do that consistently well, at least in my opinion. What do you think? I mean, can you be a guy that can go back and forth, or do you feel like you're dominant on one side? How would you kind of look at it?
Definitely. I feel like I can play any side of the ball, like left or right. I feel like it wouldn't be that much of a difference. I feel like I am versatile, where this, like, these past couple of years I've been on the left side of the ball, being a left-handed football stance. Well, that definitely does help, considering I am right-handed, so being a left-handed man, like, and a right-handed man can definitely help. So I feel like I can play both sides of the, like, left and right side of the ball.
And I want to, before I let you go here, Noel, I want to do something that's called rapid fire, where we get off the football field, we have a little bit of fun getting to know you as a person outside of just merely football. And so the first thing that comes to your mind when I go with these questions, first and foremost, you're going out into a game, you're playing with the Syracuse Orange, who you verbally committed to, and I tell you for the next 4 or 5 years, you can only listen to one song before every game, and only that song. What song is it?
That's a tough question. I'm not too sure on that one. Never really think about that, to be honest. But I'm not really sure on that one.
Do you have...
motivational, definitely.
I know that you just said something motivational. Mm-hmm. Do you have any songs that stick out to you that you really enjoy?
I am an Eminem fan. I like both country music and some hip-hop music, but like, I listen to hip-hop before the games. But definitely something Eminem type would definitely get me motivated.
And now on this side of it, to get away from music, go to the movies. If I told you right now you could only watch one movie for the next 3 months, and you had to watch the movie every day, what movie would that be?
I like The Dark Knight Rises.
And what is it about Dark Knight Rises that makes you say that's the one?
I like the whole Batman scheme, how the good man wins. I just like the whole sequence of events in that movie. Whole thrill of it.
What do you think about Christian Bale saying, all right, you know, I'm done with Batman? What do you think about Ben Affleck, and so many people have given their opinions?
I'm not going to say too much about that, but I don't think it's going to be as good, obviously, but nothing works going to stop me from watching the movies.
Are you excited about the Batman, Superman type of movie? I mean, is that something you wanted
definitely. I had a good feeling that was going to happen soon, and it seems like a cool movie coming up.
The new Joker, to kind of keep with Batman, do you like the new look? Do you like the new Joker? I mean, obviously, Heath Ledger, rest in peace, will not, you know, reprise a phenomenal, probably, at least in my opinion, potentially the best role he ever played in his life.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think about the new Joker?
Definitely not going to be as good as the old Joker in the whole sense of things. I feel like it's not, as I said before, it's not going to be as good, but it's definitely going to have good standards where people will continue to watch the movie and think it's a good movie. That's just my opinion.
To keep with DC, they came out and said, because Marvel in their movies, they like to tell jokes, they like to make people laugh, they like to keep it a little bit more light. DC can get brooding and get into it and dark and dingy. What do you think about DC putting out some report or some notion of, don't worry, we're going to tell jokes, and some people saying, no, don't tell jokes, it's not who you are. What do you think about DC versus Marvel in the sense of, DC is normally more serious?
It's a tough one. I like both comic books, DC and Marvel's, to begin with. I think they're both kind of serious a little bit, but nothing really distinguishes me from one or the other in terms of what's more serious, really.
My last question for you in Rapid Fire, Noel, is if you could go anywhere in the world on vacation right now, you could pack up and leave, where would you go? And you can take two people. You can take one person that you know and one celebrity. Where would you go? Who would you take that you know? And what celebrity would you take?
I'd probably go down to the Bahamas. Great weather there. Awesome location. I'm not really sure, familiar-wise. Might be someone in my family. Like, maybe my mother and my father for all the hard work they've done with me. Give them a little break and relax a little bit. Because this whole process, I couldn't do anything without them. So definitely probably my mother or my father. And one celebrity, probably Rob Gronkowski. Seems like an awesome person.
And what makes you choose Rob over every other guy in the NFL?
I'm a Patriots fan to begin with. I just love his characteristics of him. Seems like an awesome man. And he's also a great football player to begin with. Very athletic.
And so to finish up here with you, Noel, to round it all back and make it all connect itself, Syracuse is the school that you verbally committed to. Sometimes a verbal commitment is a bond. It is as good as writing it on paper. With other people, a verbal commitment is I'll go here unless I find something that I think is better. What is your verbal commitment? Are you Syracuse all the way? Is recruiting done? Or do you feel like there's still an opportunity to look elsewhere?
In my opinion, commitment where you're now into that team, there's no more teams, you're part of that team. That's my view on the whole commitment idea. If you're going to commit, don't decommit, right? Like, don't do that. You're already committed to a team. This shows untrustworthy characteristics.
Well, I definitely can appreciate the word being your bond in the sense of, you know, I think a word, I agree with Floyd Little, who played at Syracuse and played in the NFL and did some phenomenal things, when Floyd said to me that your word is the most valuable thing that you own. Without your word, you have nothing. So I definitely can respect you saying that, you know, you want to be trustworthy and you want to stick by what you say. And I know Syracuse fans listening in will appreciate hearing that as well. So, Noel, I cannot thank you enough for being a part of the show. I'm very honored to have you on the show, and I look forward to having you back soon.
Definitely. Thank you again.